The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, to begin, there are times, as for many of us, these times, where there are a lot of feelings and a lot of emotions that come with being alive, come with being part of this fragile world that we all share, fragile earth and fragile, especially the fragile personal lives that we're here for a few years, and then or not. And all that journey of a lifetime and our journey on this planet has its perils and its challenges and its losses and its gains, its joys and its sorrows. And so mindfulness practice is meant to include all of this. And the remarkable discovery that is every individual's discovery, not necessarily easy to come to, is that mindfulness, the awareness that we can abide in, the awareness perhaps that I kind of feel sometimes just emanates from my body, more than the mind, is, will hold it all, has space for it all. And especially true if we could switch our locus, our center of how we're oriented to this life, from the story-making mind to the lived experience, lived embodied experience here. So to recognize, maybe just simply close your eyes if you're comfortable with that. And then recognize how you're feeling at this time. And if it's possible, see if you can give yourself infinite permission to feel how you are, but not so much to keep telling stories about anything, but deeper than the stories, to give permission for how you are to exist within your body. Perhaps even relaxing the thinking muscle, letting perhaps the weary ongoing chatter of the mind be allowed to take a rest, to allow the thinking mind to be reassured that for these minutes it's okay to dwell in the living experience of the present moment, the lived experience of being in a body. And with a global awareness of your body, perhaps having your awareness, your sensations, your sense of your body be broad and wide, outwards from the center to the skin all around, and everything in between. And whatever those living sensations are, especially the sensations or the activity or the energy, of what you're feeling emotionally. See if you can relax around it, perhaps with a simple statement, "It's okay." And then perhaps if there's easy ways that you can soften, relax your muscles as you exhale, to soften the muscles of your face. As you exhale, to relax your shoulders, feeling your shoulders as you inhale, and softening them as you exhale. Sometimes with softening, relaxing the shoulders, there can be a feeling of settling around or within how you are. So you exhale, softening in the chest. As you exhale, softening the belly. Perhaps at the end of the exhale, if you don't breathe in right away, but in that pause, just for a moment, let the belly relax a little bit more. A settling of the belly. And if you're comfortable to do so, see if you can align yourself, enter into the experience of your torso breathing. The lived experience that's only happening in the present, of the torso expanding, lifting as you breathe in. The torso falling or contracting as you breathe out. From the beginning of the inhale, as if it begins at a singular point, maybe, the inhale grows and expands through the torso, moving outwards, filling the body, and in the exhale, there's a return to that singular point where it all the breath begins and ends. And that a movement, expansion and contraction of the torso can be like a massage for however you're feeling. Almost as if breathing is making breathing room for however you are. Not to make a problem of anything, but to give it permission to be there, but to be caressed or massaged, cared for. With each inhale and exhale, that gives it lots of room, so much room for how you're feeling, that it's okay to feel what you have. And in the middle of it all is the breathing, and a calming and a settling, a quieting of the thinking mind, a coming home to the center of your being. remembering that you don't have to make the center of your life what you're thinking about. Thinking doesn't have to be the center. Thinking is important sometimes. But in meditation, thinking can be at the periphery. Letting the body, the breathing body, be at the center. That place that has room for all things. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to whatever degree you're able to allow how you're feeling just to be a feeling. To whatever degree you're allowed, you can allow your breathing to, in a sense, give breathing room to your emotions and how you are. And you can have, if you can give it permission to be for a few minutes in meditation, to have lots of room for how you feel without needing to fix it or change it or judge it or react to it, just to be. Lots of breathing room. In the same way, as you inhale and exhale, can you expand your breathing, your sense of awareness, as if it could spread out across the land? And that somehow with the wide range of the rhythm of breathing, your awareness spreads and massages and opens to, makes breathing room for the whole world with all its suffering and joys, with all the distress and challenges that people are experiencing, all the successes and happiness and love that people have, to somehow let your awareness, your permissive awareness, be wide and expansive for a few moments, to hold the whole globe as part of your lived experience of the moment that's allowed to be there. And then as if you are in fact intimate with the whole world and all the joys and sorrows, offer your care, offer your kindness, your caregiving, where you care for the welfare and happiness of everyone. As if everyone is in fact your family, your community, your fellow human being and fellow living being. So that our awareness reaches out and touches all of it with a tender kindness, caringness, and may it be that our care for the world finds some expression today through our words, our deeds, or our thoughts, our loving kindness. May all beings be nourished and supported by our mutual care for each other. May all beings be happy.